Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Ronald Tutor, chairman and CEO of Tutor Perini Corporation, and the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is TPC, and they are a construction services company. Thanks for joining us today there, Ron.
Thank you.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk to us about the recent release from the contract from the Homeland Security and Coast Guard.
Well, we received a task order award contract, which really opens up an avenue, as we did in Iraq and Afghanistan, for them to call upon us with specific project all over the country and in other parts of the world where we would mobilize specific to those task orders. It's in a sense an award that allows them to deal with us in a number of locations and different contracts. It's the first phase in the work actually getting started, and we have to be prepared, of course, to mobilize immediately.
Certainly, and so talk to us about some of the company's projects and services and, you know, where we may be able to find them.
Well, in New York City, we have a very large civil operation really throughout New York State all the way down through Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., where we're doing highway and bridge work. We were just recently awarded the Greenwich Corridor, which is the support of the past subway system through World Trade Center, which was a $177 million hard money contract. We were also awarded and have started construction on the new runway project of JFK International Airport in New York, as well as a number of projects out west, including a segmental bridge over Lake Shasta, which we are low bidder awaiting award on, and just a number of other awards that rather than be specific, they're all in on our website and of a lesser size.
Okay, great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now, Ron, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, we think we're very well capitalized because we are, if not the only one, one of a handful of companies that has both a large building operation, a large civil works operation, and a large capacity to self-perform work across all those disciplines. The building work nationally is down significantly, particularly in the private sector. Although the public sector remains more consistent, the private sector, particularly in the casino business, has diminished to a point of almost disappearing for the time. However, our civil works operation, which we continue to grow dramatically, is doing extremely well with a significant amount of work to bid all over the country and what appears to be a ramping up of volume and opportunities that we hope to take advantage of. And as a result, we're shifting people from our building group to our civil group, those that are structured, concrete-oriented and or earthwork-oriented, so that our commitment to self-performance of work makes our people readily able to move from the building side to the civil side and vice versa. Also, we're awaiting and believe the explosion of new work in Guam for the government bringing the Marines from Okinawa is about ready to start, for which, of course, we're well positioned on the island and have been for the 17 years we've owned Black Construction. So we see a big influx of civil work. Our building operations will diminish in revenue. We feel we'll more than compensate with the increase in civil work at substantially higher margins.
Okay, good. And talk to us, what are some of the things that makes Tutor Perini unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I think the single most unique feature of Tutor Perini is its significant capacity to self-perform work. We're one of the largest equipment owners in America who maintains a fleet of equipment capable of doing everything from earth moving to pile driving to pile manufacturing. We frame all our own concrete structures from bridges to buildings to treatment plants. We have an electrical division. We have a mechanical division. We erect our own steel and bridges and on rare occasions buildings. We think at our size there simply is no one else as committed across those disciplines to self-performance. And in so doing, it gives us competitive advantages in the bid markets, and it also affords our owners in the private markets options to the subcontracting community.
Good. And in terms of your company's growth here, are you looking to continue to grow organically? Would you look for some M&A activities?
We're always open to acquisitions. We've made four acquisitions in the past over the last 10 years. We're always open to an acquisition if it fits the direction we're moving. Right now, there is none, we're not looking at any. However, that doesn't mean the right opportunity. We wouldn't. We think our revenue will grow marginally. We think our growth is going to come from the increase of our civil business, which is a significantly higher profit margin than we generate in our building business. And our building business will probably reduce in revenue over the next 3 years.
Yeah, it makes sense. And perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Ron, as well as that of
Sure.
team management team. There.
I graduated from USC in 1963, at which time I went to work for my father's construction company. I took it over when I was 26 years old, changed the course, went into government contracting. I met the Perini Corporation in 1973. They became a financial joint venture partner. We grew and continued to grow until in 1997. Perini had financial difficulties. They asked me to get involved. Together with two sets of investors, we essentially rescued Perini from the real estate losses they had suffered dramatically. And I took over Perini as his chairman and CEO. And really, I took over in 1997 as its COO and became chairman and CEO in 2000. Ran Perini separate from running Tudor Saliba until 2008, where the companies elected to merge and formed Tudor Perini Corporation, which I'm chairman of the board and major shareholder.
Certainly. And so what specific goals does the management team have set for the company over the next year?
Continue to increase earnings. We're going through a large integration process with a merger of our two companies. We've moved the headquarters from Framingham to Los Angeles. We've gone through all of the back of house and all the various companies and divisions and have pretty much concluded that we think we'll be a significantly better directed company than we were working apart as we were prior to the merger. And our goal now is to simply enhance our earnings capabilities, build earnings, and we're more focused on earnings than revenue. Low margin, low profit work has never been something that Tudor Saliba pursued. We're going to try to bring more of that thinking to the new Tudor Perini.
Good. And in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the message and the general direction of the company?
I don't think so. I think they still believe we're a casino builder that has problems because the casino market is rapidly disappearing. Tudor Saliba was a very large and very profitable privately held company that other than building the wind didn't do casino work. And until we prove, and I suppose no better way than to continue to sign up contracts in the civil sector and demonstrate our civil abilities by significantly increasing the margins in that sector, then people will understand the message that I've been giving them in all our meetings, that Tudor Perini is not Perini. And if you watch the numbers, you'll see the margins of profit continually go up, regardless of what happens to the revenue. And the key element is still earnings per share. That's our focus.
Good. And once again, joining us today is Ronald Tudor, Chairman and CEO of Tudor Perini Corporation, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is TPC, and currently trading north of $20 a share. And so before we conclude, Ron, what are some, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think if you look at our balance sheet, we have an extremely strong balance sheet, large cash positions, and very little debt. Our only debt is based on equipment and some of the building offices we own all over the country. We're really a debt-averse, debt, in many ways, debt-free company in a business where we think we're one of the dominant players. And given our balance sheet and the depressed nature of the price, as our largest shareholder, I would like to believe that our price will continue to go up as we continue to perform. And the marketplace understands we're not the old Perini.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and direction, as well as report on some of your upcoming projects.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors.
Thanks, Juan. Talk to you later.